I'm not quite sure if I can completely follow Tibetan monks, but I will give it a try. Thanks very much for inviting me to be part of the panel. What I'm going to talk about is what I've termed macro interventions, and that's to some degree what it is that we've already heard a little bit about today in terms of trials, truth commissions, inquiries. And my work over the years has looked very specifically at what is the impact of those type of mechanisms on individuals, and particularly victims of political violence. My time is really short, so I'm going to really make one key argument around this issue, and then hopefully we'll have a little bit of time to take a few questions. My paper is probably going to be a little bit more conceptual than focusing particularly on some of the practical aspects which some of the former papers did. Having said that, it is very much rooted in work that I've done in South Africa with people who testified before the Truth and Reconciliation Commission and with victims in Northern Ireland and in other contexts. But I'm going to really problematize the concept of macro interventions. The impact of political violence is not the same everywhere. There is a growing attempt, similar to McDonald's, to try and make it the same everywhere, to try and unify how we understand the impact of political violence. This can remove context from the picture and fail to take account of the historical and individual meaning associated with political violence. Without recognizing the importance of context in addressing the legacy of political violence, we fail to see the value of macro interventions at an individual level. This is not to say that so-called macro interventions for dealing with past political violence, like truth commissions, trials, tribunals, inquiries, do not have their problems. There have been advances in this area, as we have heard, and many of which I would support personally. But there's an increasing reliance on the same mechanisms to try and deal with the legacy of political violence. There have been over 50 truth commissions around the world. This is perhaps evidence that they're working, but it may also point to an increasing toolbox approach to dealing with the legacy of political violence. This is not a paper which seeks to really evaluate these methodologies, certainly in 10 minutes, and I've done this elsewhere in my work. Rather, in the limited time available, I want to make some points about the role of such macro interventions in addressing the impact of political violence at the individual level, also raising some conceptual and theoretical concerns, albeit that they're also directly linked to how victims deal with political violence. Arguably, such mechanisms might reveal hidden truths, offer justice, offer reparations. All of this, as we've heard from panelists already, is important. That said,